Okay, good morning, everyone. So I actually saw that it's brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish and others that they would tell Yeshiva Bachrim when they were returning home Bein Hazman and to learn the Halachas of Tivud Aveim. So it's appropriate that we're learning it during Bein Hazman. The Gemara Bava Metzia, which we started discussing last week, says that it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a father tells you, Hitameh, Im Amar Le'av Hitameh, if your father tells you, become Tame, or he tells him, Ach Tachzir, don't return the lost object. So halacha is la yishmalai. You should not listen to him. The Gemara says, why? Shenemar ish ima v'yavetiro. V'yashapsoi said, Tishmaru ani Hashem kulcham chayavim b'chvoidi. You're all chayiv in my honor. Now the Gemara there says, what's the havamina? So the Gemara says that Hishve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared the kavod of honoring your parents to the kavod of Hashem. So maybe there would be a reason to think that you could you would violate the Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The Shita Mikobetzes asks, it doesn't make any sense. Hashem's the same one that told you not to do something. So how could there be how could the Gemara have a havamina to that a person should go against the Torah, be mechal Shabbos, in order to fulfill your parents' obligation? So he brings the Yerushalmi, which is a very important Yerushalmi for many lessons, many things to learn. So the beginning of Peah, Masechtas Peah, we say this every day, right? Elu Dvarim. So there are Kibbutz Aveim is part of that. Karen Kayama Salam Haba. So the Gemara, a few dafim in, goes through the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim. So the Gemara brings a quote from Shim Meichai. Shim Meichai says, "Gadol hi kibud aveim. Kibud aveim is so great. Shehedivu Hakadosh Baruch Hu yoisim bechvaydai." So the Gemara above Metzia says it's on equal level playing field. The Yerushalmi says it's on a higher level. That it's hedivu. It's even on a greater level than honoring God. So the Yeshita Mubetza says that's why I need a pasuk. Because without the pasuk of Veshap Soisai Tishmairu, I would think that honoring your parents are on a greater level than honoring Hashem. So I need the Torah to say, yeah, it's true in the world of the Yerushalmi. However, there's still a Xeris Akasav Veshap Soisai Tishmairu. If they tell you to violate Shabbos, we do not listen to them. Now, what's the source? How do we know that Kibud Aveim is greater in the Yerushalmi, greater than honoring Hashem? So he brings a pasuk. Nemar, it says, Kaveda Savicha Vesimecha, honor your father and mother. The Nemar, it says in Mishle, Kavoides Hashem Mehoinecha. Everyone says Mehoinecha. Mehoinecha. Honor Hashem Mehoinecha. What's Mehoinecha? From your hoin? Mima'at Mechabdai. What should you honor Hashem with? Mima'ashi Chonenecha. Whatever Hashem gave you, the gifts that Hashem gave you, a person should be mafresh. You should separate. Mafresh leka shechopeya. You give leka shechopeya. Truma ma'isa rishon, ma'isa sheni, ma'isa ani chala. You build a sukkah, lulav, shofar, tefillin, tzitzis. Umachas aniyim, vesera evim. Those that are hungry, mashkes atzmam. It sounds like watering the plants. There's also a fulfillment of kavodes Hashem mehanecha. What?
Not people?
No, head. Machalas aniyim vesera evim. And umashkes atzmaim. Not animals. Okay, maybe animals are raven. Okay. There's another Gemara about feeding animals. That is, it says, Rachma v'komasav. The same way Hashem has Rachmanos and all his creations, a person should feed animals that are hungry. Okay. Now, we didn't finish yet. Im yesh l'cha, if you have, atachayev. Meaning, if you have produce, you have to give truma. If you cultivated the farm. Then in lecha, if you don't have, you're not the chayev. Except even ba'achas, but not even one of these listed items are you chayev in. And the truth is, if a person doesn't have money, he can't afford a lulav. Halacha is he's pater. You only give up to ayivaz v'yosim mechaymish. Many learn that that goes to mitzvahs as well. So he'd be pater. Avo, however, kishu ba'etz l'kibud aveim, bein sheyesh lehain, bein she'in lecha, whether you have or you don't have. Even if you're going to have to go now knock on doors to collect money, Okay, now, this is the Yerushalmi. We might have a Bavli that contradicts this, and some try to put it together. But we have this Yerushalmi. It answers our question, the Shita Mekubetz's question of what was the Havmin of the Gemara. Why do I need a Pasuk of Eshapsoise Tishmaru? Because you see the Yerushalmi compares Kibbut, not only compares Kibbut Av Eim to Kavod HaMakom, it says it's on a higher level. Kavod es Hashem mehoinecha, only from the hoin, but not beyond that. And when it comes to Kibbut Av Eim, there seems to be a higher level of obligation. One quick vart that I started yesterday with, the Sefer Chassidim brings down on this pasuk, Kavod es Hashem mehoinecha, that a person should honor Hashem mehoinecha. Rashi brings this down as well. Any gift that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave someone, a person should be kaved. You should honor Hashem through that. It's not just, it's not limited to the realm of financial matters, giving lekashich hapeh. It includes other things, other talents that a person has. Sefer Chassidim brings a medrash that there was a fellow that he would sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu every yantif. One yantif he didn't go up to Har HaBayis, and he was punished because he did it was not mechaved Hashem. So I was saying yesterday, and many people talk about this, that one of the birds that's non-kosher is a chasida, right? And everyone says Rashi brings it down. The chasida does chesed la'achirim, right, to his friends, l'chaveirav, okay, chaveirav. And the chadushirim says that the problem is he only does it to his friends. So I was saying how this is not my vart. It's just a thought that whenever chesed has, there's another part of the sentence. So you do chesed to your friends, or for your friends, so not only are you not doing chesed for everyone else, the actual chesed, one could question if it's really, what is it that the person's true intentions are? Is he simply trying to fit in? Is he trying to get friends and influence others, right? Or is he trying to be a baal chesed? And very often we have situations in life that it puts it at the forefront. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. Are you really about chesed? Many people give a lot of tzedakah to their organizations. What if there's a need? Let's assume it's a halachic requirement, and he, Taka, could give. Obviously, there are times when he's pater, but let's say he could. So if he doesn't give at that point, he's showing that I'm not about tzedakah necessarily. I have my things that I like to give to. I'm very into XYZ organization. So he's not really about tzedakah necessarily. It's a sharp revert, and if you're not holding it at this level, I understand. Simply pointing this out, so you see with Kaveh Hashem Mehanecha as well. I guess I'll give an example of a Magid Shir, so that nobody thinks I'm talking about them. So let's say you're a Magid Shir, and you like giving shir, or you're trying to be Marbitz Torah. So sometimes you go away on a vacation or for Yontif, and they ask you, oh, could you go speak? And you're just not interested, right? So sometimes a person really needs a break. And it's hard to appear. You have kids, family, whatever. But there are times when you are able to give a shir, and they're asking you, could you please give us a shir? So you have to ask yourself, why do I give shir all year? Is it to be Marbitz Torah, or because it works out for me and I like it? Sometimes you're in a situation where Hashem's asking, do you want to be Marbitz Torah? I'm using this example because no one thinks that I'm talking about them. There's a, what was the singer? Pavarotti?
Pavarotti.
There's this famous story, I don't know if it's true, where Pavarotti had a check to deposit in a bank. He goes to the teller and they ask for ID. Doesn't have ID on him. But he says, don't you know who I am? I'm Pavarotti. He says, I don't care. So he says, look outside, there's a billboard with my picture on it. And it says, I am performing next week. She says, if you're Pavarotti, so sing. Sing for me. And if you could hit those notes, I'll deposit the check. So he rips up the check. It was a $100 check. He says, Pavarotti, don't sing for $100. So I was actually by an event once, and they needed ID to get into the, and the speaker, he didn't sign in. I was by H3, and then I was telling Harwitz, he couldn't get in, and he's like, he's telling them, he's speaking in 2 minutes, look, my picture's on the thing. And the security guard's like, I don't know, they told me not to let you in without a badge.
John's cousin.
Had this in the mall?
No. At the Torah Academy thing. Didn't have ID.
Need too much for a drink.
He
didn't have cash on him.
Have cash?
Something like that.
That's great. So you have to ask yourself, is are you in a situation where Pavarotti don't sing for $100, right? No. You don't want to down for the Umbud, you don't want to give a shir.
We've had Rabbanim here. They're on the cave when they come to
just... So there is a concept, a person just needs a break. But if a person, most fakert, we have many Rabbanim here on the way to the Mayo, give a shir.
Right, but I'm saying
We've had many like that. Okay, you have to know. Is it a situation of Pavarotti don't sing for $100? And so it's a question. Are you really, is he Kavadis Hashem Mehanecham? You have this in business as well. If you look in the Chavos HaVavos, it's something to strive towards, where a person, through his work, he's bringing out the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him, and he could look at it as it's just a transactional thing that I have. I'm a doctor, right? And you see many from people, they're able to view their 9 to 5, so to say, beyond dollars and cents. If they ask you how to fix a car, you'll tell them for free.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, sure. Good luck,
I'm not
right?
Fix this
right, but their time and their right. capabilities, right? And if you heard of someone that couldn't afford it, you would do it.
To pay. I mean, I would love to.
100%. But the concept of someone willing to help someone to show that I'm not only here for dollars and cents, I'm here to help another year. Okay, so it's just an interesting idea on the concept of Kavadas Hashem. Okay, now if you look in the Yerushalmi, it seems that it's on a higher level. And we will see the Bavli soon, which might not necessarily go with this Pesach. Okay, so let's learn some of the halachas of Shulchan Aruch. At least we learn something inside. So, Kavadis Avicha is in Siman Reish Mem, in Yeridea. We'll go through some of it quickly, and we'll touch upon...
You looking inside? You know by heart?
He knows by heart. Okay, I probably did not make enough copies. Okay, so in Sif Aleph, he quotes, Tzarech lizar ma'od b'kavod avi v'imoy uv'mayram. So you have to be very careful with the covet of your father and your mother. When we come up, the Ramah adds, Ein bezin koifin ha-mitzvahs kivod av. Bezin does not force a person to do a mitzvah of kivod av. Why? Because, and ain't havi le mitzvah saseh shematan schar b'tzida. When you have a mitzvah saseh, that there's cash and there's a schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us, we don't force a person to do this mitzvah. It's an interesting topic, not for now. Beis, Ezu Myra, what's considered Myra, fearing a father? Layamid bim kaimai. You see this all the time in shul, where a child comes to shul and his father's not there and he stands in his place. So I would assume the father's Meichel, but if there's another place to sit, it's just not right. It's a deraisa. Layamid.
If
the
father is not there, it's not a problem.
No, even if
it's
he is there.
Place.
It's his place. That's your father's
home.
No, Makam Kavu, that's in shul.
Even in shul.
Both.
It's
anywhere.
Interesting.
Now, the driver's seat in the car, you could say that's not his father's place.
Right.
That's the driver's place.
I would think that the father would be totally fine with the child using his place in shul.
Yeah, right, but he has to get mechila. And even if you do get mechila, it looks odd. Now, if there's only one seat... Right, the father. It's a tight situation.
Uh-huh.
There's only one seat. I understand. He has 10 seats, and the child sits in his father's seat. It's a lack of cover.
Mm-hmm.
If the father's meichel, so there's no issa deraisa, but the sensitivity should be there. Okay, let's say the father is on the board, right, and he's the chairman of the board, and he's not there that day, and the son is mamali mekaymai, he's sitting in his place. It's also wrong. Now if the father passed away, we could talk about that. There's no makam anymore. They've dafka sit in the father's seat. Chaim Kanievsky also sat in the stipler seat in the Beis Medrash after the stipler was nifter, and he said, "I'm being mamala mekaymai," meaning once he was nifter, he is mamala mekaymai.
Once he's nifter, it's not espanim, no.
One could argue that, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Should we assume that the stipler gave him permission to sit?
If you're judging someone else, yeah, we would assume, but he really should get he should ask permission. A father should be mechanech his child that you should ask permission if you need to sit. Right, let's say by the Shabbos table. So sometimes during the week, there are things on the table or they're playing a board game and the child wants to sit where his father's seat is. He should be mechanech to ask, can I sit here?
Yeah, but if the father passes away, no way to ask.
Yeah, in that case, there wouldn't be a miuchelai unless it's the father's house that he doesn't live there. The father, I don't know.
I had it yesterday. A kid came up with Sima. Asked me, I said, "You don't have to ask. It's not my kid." I said, "You don't have
right,
to
right.
ask."
Right, like, maybe you were his rav.
No.
Like Yeshiva Mokem Rav. I don't know.
My good friend. I was like,
"You're saying you're a house?"
Yeah, exactly. Okay, v'le'yeshiv makam amyuchaloi lahasiv v'beisi. Let's say the father has the armchair or his easy chair. If that's the father's chair, so he shouldn't sit there. V'le'soyseres devarav. You should not contradict his words. Now, this machlekes what this means. Most learn it means simply that you should not argue with him. However, Let's say a parent asks you to wear a jacket. It's cold outside. So it's machlekes. The Sefer HaMakna says you're chayev. You're chayev to listen. Moshe Feinstein in the Dibros Moshe argues and says no. That's not called being soyser as tevara.
You can rely on somebody. Yeah.
So Barazin says it's also machlekes if it's befanav or shalai befanav. So his eitz is you wear the jacket until you leave the house.
There's a lot of things to do that makes no sense.
No, so if it makes no sense, really logically, one could debate. Let's say it makes sense, but
if you know your child doesn't listen to you,
is it the fever?
Yeah.
So machlekes. If you hold that it's an issue of like soyser as tevarav. Then you shouldn't. You're setting him up for a situation where he's not going to listen to you.
I'm trying to teach him, but at the same
so why time, are you saying it?
No, I tell my son you can sit in my seat in case he forgets and he sits in my seat for adopting. He probably doesn't. But also, if other people don't know that he already asked, they think that he's sitting in my seat.
That's what I'm saying. Now, if you only have one seat, who sits next to you?
It feels pretty big. It's like
awesome. Right, but let's say on the same. The child doesn't want to sit all the way in the back. He wants to sit. What? They do.
Well, is it a difference in the age?
They say if shul was like a boat, yeah, the back would sink, you know. Like, mm-hmm. Especially when you come late, you don't go to the back.
It's a different stage. I said the child, but it's not a child. The son is 40 years old.
4 or 40?
40, 50.
Doesn't make a difference. Keep kaver de sevicha.
Put a jacket.
Yeah. According to that opinion. Now, so Rabbi Reisman says, there's another machlokes if la'yaseir es tevarav, la'yaseir es tevarav applies sholei b'fanav, if you're not in front of him. So he says a very simple etzah to avoid the shaila is you have two machlekesin. So you would put on the jacket as you leave, zaygezunt, and as soon as you get out, you could throw it into the car, you wouldn't have to wear it, because it's sholei b'fanav. Okay? Next, v'limachriyas tevarav b'fanav, this happens, you buy a Shabbos table, and the father or mother, or maybe the shigur, is saying some shita, politics, or whatever it is. There's a shaila if it comes up in Torah, but let's assume they're talking about non-divrei Torah. And a person says, yeah, you're right. So that's a issa deraisa. You're being machriyas devara. Why? Because kavod or maira shows that who am I to say, who am I to, I'm not adding anything to the conversation by saying you're right. Of course you're right. You are the...
It goes by in-laws also?
Yes, in-laws, it's a little bit lower of a darga, but that's the halach. Yeah, so just don't go there.
Don't go, exactly.
Well, let's say they say your father says, "Am I right?" And are you allowed to answer? Are you allowed to answer?
Of course, he's asking you for your opinion.
In learning or not? If it's in learning, so in learning, this machlokes if it applies to Torah.
Right.
Perhaps, especially when you deal with halacha lemaisa, it's not so simple to if the father's wrong. You're learning hilchas chalamid, and the father says something and it's wrong, so maybe you have to say something, because otherwise people are going to think that he's correct. So that's a machlekes by Tyra. To say nirin, it seems to me, is also also. Look, afilu lemar nirin divrei abba is also a problem. So it's complicated.
Yes, you should avoid.
There's ways to say it too. You could say instead of say you're fine, you know, you're wrong. You could say my rabbi told me this.
Yeah, I learned it this way.
The rabbi said this.
Okay, I hear. Yeah. Later on in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't print it out for you. You could see. You could say. Let's say. You could say kasub atar kach v'kach. Even to go, let's say the father is doing something wrong on Shabbos, you could say kasub atar kach v'kach.
That's entirely, but he's saying, what about non-entirely? If any, whatever.
Right, one second, there's no trap here. But ki'ilu hushal mimeno. It's like, you should ask, as if you're asking, by the way, doesn't it say this, right? So you could use that expression. But if it's dvarm shama b'kach, if it's tam shtusim, like who has better steak and which shoes are cheaper, okay. Let your father say what he says, and that's it. Move on in life. There's no need to debate.
If they ask you,
he's wrong. Okay, no. Would you rather be right? Or would you rather be happy? That's it.
No, that was asking if they ask you. They ask you, is this the case?
So maybe they're Michael. I'm not sure.
If they're asking, do they? Don't they want an answer?
Yeah. So
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, next. V'lo yikreno b'shmoy. Shouldn't call him by his name. Shouldn't say the father's name. Obviously, you're calling him. You should say Abba Mari. Comes up in shul when someone asks what your father's name is for an aliyah. So if the father's there, it's more of a shaila. If the father's not there, so as long as he doesn't have a shame palai, which the machaber says. Let's say someone has a shame palai. His name is Chavakuk. I don't know. His name is Palai. Interesting name. Pella. Sometimes you hear an interesting name, right? That's a person's, usually it's the kids that have interesting names. The parents ran out of names, and now everything is modern. Okay.
Someone asked your name, is it Eli Ben?
So you could say Eliyahu ben Mordechai, because I'm not saying my father's name, I'm saying my name. My name is Eliyahu ben Mordechai. Right, so that's the best way to do it. But let's say they say, Eliyahu ben, like the Gabbai I can't hear. Ben, what, right? So you really should say the whole thing again, Eliyahu ben Mordechai. That's what you should say.
Both names.
That's the better way to do it, yeah. But if he's not, now, if it's for Kavod HaTorah, so many places my Mekel, in that situation, you need to get the Aliyah, so you would say the father's name. But it's better to say your name as well. Now, for your Yotza, so he's not there.
He's not there.
Yeah. Okay, let's say a person, this comes up all the time. You buy a yantif meal or a suda, and your father or mother are there, and you are talking about your friend. So let's say, my father's name is Mordechai. Let's say I have a friend, right, Mordechai. So I shouldn't say, oh, Mordechai said this, because my father's right there. Right? I shouldn't say that. You should either change the name. Even if he's not there, if it's a funny name, it's a shameful, it's an interesting name, you should never say that name. So if your father's name is Chavakuk, so that's it. So no Chavakuk. Because everyone thinks you're talking about your father.
You can never talk if your father's at your table, you can't talk about a Mordechai.
Correct. I would say Morty. I don't know, you have to say something else.
Because they know you're not
talking about I'll have to say Mordechai Scopino.
Yeah, everybody knows you're not talking about your father because you wouldn't be saying that. You wouldn't be saying Mordechai said.
By the way, I've done it before by mistake and.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not he,
my mother, whatever. Just
So if you say his last.
I have a sister in law that's the same name as my mother. So. Once in a while, it comes up. Not my side, honey member. So, you have to say if you say the last name as well, quickly, without a snachta. So then you didn't say the name. You didn't say your mother's name. You said someone else's name. Sprintz Schwartz.
So probably saying the name, or she's gonna like.
It's not covered. It's not Myra. That's it. It's not covered.
If you say the name and then stop, and then that would be felt in the conversation.
Yeah. I think you should avoid the whole name entirely, but let's see, you need to say it for the story, so
yeah, but
say the full name.
Parents here have Jewish names, you quite often, let's say...
But it's before now, it's in front of them.
David, you talk about King David, or you should always say King David then.
There you go, exactly.
That applies. It applies to grandparents also, right?
So grandparents is a little lower level of a diagra, but yeah, if they think you're referring to them...
Yeah. Always will be in context of Torah, you'll come across.
Right. Okay. The Ramah adds, "I will shame shugilim by," but normal, not doesn't mean normal, but typical names that people that you've heard of before. So then, mutter likras achem shaloi b'fanav. If your father's not there, there'll be no problem for me to say Mordechai. There'll be no issue for me to say that. But if he is here, then it would be an issue. Okay. Sif gimel ahechin mayram. How far does a fear of a father go? So this is a gemara in Kiddushin. The son is wearing his suit. They tear his clothing. They smack him on the face. They spit in front of him. He can't curse them out. He can't embarrass them. He should be quiet. Fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu who commanded him on this. Rav said in the name of Rav Pam, that if you see the father's about to do this, so we have a din of a roidif, not roidif, else pikuach nefesh, you could avoid it. You don't have to wait for it to happen. But if it is happening at that point and your only recourse is to fight back or to accept it, that's when the Shulchan Aruch is saying to accept it. But if you see it's happening, you could tell the bodyguard to just, you know, without embarrassing your parents, to make sure they don't come to me. Leilenu, if this happens to people. Okay, Sif Dalet, Ezu covered. What's considered covered? We all know this. Machiloi umashkeyu. You give him food, give him what to drink. Malbish, machase, machase, you cover him. Umachnes umaitzi, you take him, escort him to shul. You take him home from shul, wherever he needs to go. V'yitnenu loy, you should get, very important, this is the Gemara Kedushin, you should give it to him as savior upon him yafais. You should do it with a smile. Why? The Gemara says, Shafil machila b'chol yoyim p'tumais, you gave him a veal every single day. V'harilei upon him zoyafais, said, Dad, eat this. Nena shalav, a person gets punished. And the Chilahepech, the Ramah quotes the rest of the Gemara, in Matchan Avi Berechaim, you tell your father, here, come, please work with me in the factory. We're going to, you know, grind wheat. The Kavanah Sala Taiva, the Kavanah is for his benefit. Kadeshi Natsal Avi Midav Rakasha, Yosim is that it will be worse for him not to be at work. Umidaber Piyusim Alev Avi, and he talks to him in a kind way. Umaraloi Shikavanah Sala Taiva, and you show him that my Kavanah is for your good. Ashi Yisratz Aviv, Litchem Berechaim, Noichel Olam Haba. You'll get Olam Haba, even though you're telling your father to go to work. Okay, I'll get to this in a second. But even if what appears to be harsh, you're telling your father to exercise, but if you're doing it in a good way, it's good for you, father. It's beneficial for you. Then a person gets the schar. So on the first part, I saw a var yesterday. But back to the chasida. The chasida is someone is the bird that's not kosher. So they say from, I forgot which rebbe, he said that very often, like, people have, they're doing a big chesed, right? L'shem Shemayim. Very often our chesed is not, if you're doing it the wrong way, don't do the chesed. So a person could say, I'm giving my father veal. Taking care of him, right? If you do it the wrong way, then it's not called kavod. It's the opposite. It's a gemara kedushin. Okay, then he says, v'shamshenu b'shar dvarim, sheshamish mishamish rabbi. That a person should serve his father in other matters that would be considered normal. It's important when you see these halachas, okay, you should look in the contemporary poskim. What exactly is considered the norm that a person should be mishamish his parents with? So, the Akut Yosef, he brings that a person should go do shopping for his parents. Let's say your parents need help putting Pesach together. So it would be a kiyum of this mitzvah to help them schlep things and do all the things that are required that they would expect a child to do for them. It talks about parents that live away, children that live away from their parents, to call them whatever's considered normal, at the normal frequency, to visit them, even if it's a tircha, a person should do those things. So again, you have to think about what's considered normal and expected. And all of those items would be, all those things would be considered a fulfillment of Yishamshenu b'dvarim achir. Okay. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei, Zeh shemachilo yumashkeyu, this that a child has to feed his father, that's Mishal Av ve'im im yeshloi. Only if they have, meaning only if they are paying for it. If they foot the bill, yes, I'm chayv to feed my parents. That means take the credit card, go to the store, buy them whatever they want, and I bring it to them. Mishal Av. This is a famous sugya in Masechtas Kedushin, Mishal Av. Now, it sounds like it's arguing on the Yerushalmi, which is good. Vim ein la'av yesh l'ben, what if the father does not have any money, but the children have? Then koifin oisai, v'zon avu k'fi mashu yachol. Then he would have to. He would have to go and spend his own money to feed the father. But if the father does, but if the child does not have any money, you're not chayev to go knock on doors. This seems to go right against the Yerushalmi, and it's true, according to the Gra. The Bavli argues in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you would have to go knock on doors to feed your father. And the Mechaber Paskin is not like this, like the Bavli, that a person would not need to go knock on doors and collect money. It's Mishal Av. If the father has, then he's chayev to do it. But
so his parents.
The parents, yeah. Not the father and mother. Right. Yeah. The Gemara uses Mishal Av, Mishal Ben.
What if it's a medical need? Let's say father requires a surgery and the child has no money to pay. Does child need to go and collect money to...
So he should try to do what he can, but otherwise, no. He would go to the rabbi and go do a raise it campaign and try to get funds, tzedakah funds. The Ramah says it much more clearly. And let's assume the Ramah argues in the Mechaber, and he says, "V'yesh armim de ena chay liten layu rak masha mechuyev liten le tzedakah." It's simply tzedakah. In Hilchos Tzedakah, there's a break.
That's a lot. I mean, Hilchos Tzedakah.
Yeah. So if you look in Hilchos Tzedakah in Reish Nun Gimel, I believe the halacha is in the priorities of tzedakah, a person gives the your mishpacha comes first. Yeah, family first. So that would be it's simply an application of that halacha. Which, as David said, on one hand, it could be a significant amount. Let's say a person will use Ma'aser Ksafim. It's interesting, the Beis Yosef here brings down Ma'aser Ksafim. It doesn't really bring it down in Hilchos Tzedakah. Ma'aser Ksafim, let's say a person makes, $1 million, let's be rich, right? $1 million a year, net income. So he gives $100,000, he should give Chaymish at that point. He gives $200,000, okay? And now the father needs money, he's in a nursing home or something like that, private pay, doesn't have help. The child would have to give, seemingly up to $200,000 a year, tzedakah towards the father, okay. But on the other hand, if he doesn't have any ma'aser ksafim, he's living right around his means. He doesn't have the extra tzedakah funds. He would be pater according to the Ramah. Okay.
Probably has this liquid.
So So this is an interesting point. In Hilchos Tzedakah comes up. Let's say a person has, it's relevant now. Let's say a person owns buildings or land, and from an income standpoint, they're not making it right now. They lost their job, but they have assets. So in Hilchos Tzedakah, let's say they could liquidate their assets and they would have enough money for a year or two. So technically, they should not be taking tzedakah money from the tzibur. On the other hand, if the market's really bad, and to sell now, it will be a huge financial loss instead of holding it for another year or two when they could actually make a profit on it. Many poskim are mekel. It would be a tremendous hefsed.
Whatever value you have right now in the building.
But you want someone to be able to get back to on his feet. So if he sells it now, he has no chance. it's just costing double, triple.
That's always it's a very subjective.
I agree. I hear.
What do I mean as a halva? A loan as opposed to...
He could take a loan. Take a loan. What if somebody's...
No, I'm saying, as the chiyuv, you're saying you could go collect it for him as opposed to why wouldn't it be that you could lend
him? There's always a mitzvah to lend. If someone needs money, he can lend.
Just pay back.
No. That should be
To lend and take from the Yerusha.
Yeah.
That's something else. It's a very good idea. Except practically, it ends up being fights. But if you do it with a rav and a shtar...
Not the Yerusha. The guy has $1 million in assets. Instead of the tzibur giving him money, it's okay, we'll lend you $100,000 and you have collateral. So, whatever it is. Well, then when you sell it.
Yeah.
Is it his fee of to say, okay, I've got this collateral, could instead of going to give me money, go
it depends
money
how much underwater is he, whatever.
Is
he going to be able to pay back? But either way, that point comes up here. So let's say the father or the parent does have assets, but to liquidate it, you're going to have penalties and all types of things. So again, it would depend. So how much are the penalties? How much is the tax? How much is the loss? If the market's down 5%, the market's down 60%, 80%, and we assume within a few weeks, months.
It's not going to go that further. I mean,
Good question. It's a fair point. But you'd have to look in Hilchos Tzedakah to see it would be a similar application. Okay. I want to read a tshuva from my Sternbuch. The Sternbuch, Shlita. This is in Chiluk Beis Simtaf Mem Dalad. So it's a very common question for those that are older. He says that, let's say you have a child whose father calls him and he's getting sick. He says, I need to move in. It's time to move in. I can't live independently anymore. It's time to move in.
Usually it's the other way around. The kid tells the parent, it's time to move.
Well, we're asking it this way. So the child does a cheshbon, the son does a cheshbon. Now, as a machlekes, how this plays out. But let's go with Rav Sternbuch's approach. Child says, it's going to be too much of a tsar for me to have my parents in the house. We don't have enough space. It's just too much. I won't be able to go to work. I won't be able to function normally. So I have a great idea. I will either hire aides in his house, or we'll send him to the assisted living facility. Okay? We'll pay for it. Question is, who pays for it? Can he charge Papa savings account? Because it's Mishalav, it's not Mishal Ben. That was the shiloh that was asked.
What about if they move in? Could you charge them that way?
Let's say I can move in, but I have to make an extension.
Right.
What type of extension?
No. Real $1 million extension.
So very good. So Aaron's saying, what do you mean? It's not Mishal Ben, it's Mishalav. So Shemach has a chiddush, he quotes from the Brisker Rav. Shemach quotes the Brisker Rav very often in Halacha. So the Brisker Rav says like this. This is a classic Brisker Rav. The Gemara's question of Mishal Av and Mishal Ben is when the method of covet is through money, right? That I need to get him food. A bagel and eggs is $10. So now, why should I spend the money from the chayiv? The father has, so there's no din of tzedakah. He should spend. I swipe his credit card. I've done that before. Swipe the credit card, and now we will give him the bagel and eggs. That's Mishalav Mishal Ben. If there's a chiyuv on your guf, there's a chiyuv of kavod esavicha vesimecha, right? And the kavod is to stand for them and take care of all their needs. You have to go shopping for them. You have to go pick up the cleaners for them. You have to. Now, again, if a person doesn't have time, he's at work, there are limitations to it. But let's say a person's doing nothing on a Sunday, right? He's actually doing nothing. He's watching a Twins game, and he knows that his father needs cleaners to be picked up. He needs shopping help, right? And he says, you know what? I'm not going. I'm watching the game. He calls up Bob, TaskRabbit, whatever, $15 an hour, and they take care of the cleaners. Can he send the bill to his parents? Chris Grubb says, no, absolutely not, because that's not Mishalah Mishal Ben Sugya. That's when the Chiyuv had to do with money. So then we say, Anachai, but if the Chiyuv has to do with your guf, and you simply want to pot to yourself, I'm giving an extreme example, but that's the point. The point is that I'm hiring someone to make me putter from the mitzvah that you can't charge the father for. So Rav Sternberg says, if you could in fact do this, meaning he seems to leave it open, that if it's really, really, it's too much pressure and your wife's going to go crazy, okay. But let's say a person could do it, but it's more convenient for him to hire an aide in his father's home or to send him to the nursing home. So if you could do it in your own house, so then how could you charge the father, you know, $30,000 a month in the nursing home when you could have done it in your own house? But let's say it's the other way. Let's say he is hosting him, so whatever is being allocated, maybe he needs to put in a new bathroom, put in a extra cleaning out, whatever is being done in order, you know, to serve. I'm serving you with my guf, but these things cost money. Then he would be able to charge the father.
Seems very subjective, because
if he could do it.
Do you have to like go and can you buy a bagel for your father, or do you have to go and grind the wheat yourself? You're paying someone to do it for you. Like,
so it's considered normal. So machilo is whatever is considered normal in society. I think that would be the answer.
It's considered normal to hire someone to use TaskRabbit. I don't know.
Very good question.
It's like,
can you drop his suit off at the dry cleaner, or do you have to physically go and dry clean his suit yourself because you can't pay someone to do it?
No, so I think it depends on what's going on.
Now
I'm asking.
Normal, super subjective. So,
changes over time.
Yeah, changes over time.
Okay, fine. So it changes. So,
is it normal to have your parents live in your house when they get older? I don't know.
So yeah, so good. That's why I think Rav Sternberg does give. He does say with some ambiguity because of that point that.
But then it's not guf or money.
So meaning the Rav who's answering the Shiloh hopefully knows the situation. He says, hey, you really could. You don't want to, which is fine. You're entitled to say no, but now you're causing your father a tremendous loss that you're not taking care of him, and you're in your circle. It's normal for people to host their parents. Now again, in some communities it's not so typical. If you go to Brooklyn, it's normal.
But I mean, it completely dissolves the whole between guff and
the brisket of art.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I think the brisket of art starts like this. Really, there's a chiv. Meaning, if in fact we'll go with the Yakut Yosef, he takes the Ramah and he just pours. The Ramah says whatever is considered right. Which is talking about what someone would do for his Rebbe, driving him this and that. Your father lands in Minneapolis to pick him up from the airport, right? In some families, they never heard of people going to the airport to pick people up, take an Uber, right? In some families, no. Yeah, it's like a big thing to go pick them up. So if that's considered covering your family, so then for you to now go and send him a driver, I can hear that you can't simply charge your father. But if in your family, well, of course, take a car. So everyone should go now, drive to the airport. Are you nuts, right? Everyone should stop what they're doing and go to the airport. No, take a car. So in that case, one could say it's Mishalah, right? Fine, I hear. Okay. Okay. In the food part, he was chayav to give anyways. Okay, fine. We'll continue over to Shah next week.